It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, what's up? It's Tiki Barber. If you're like most NFL fans, you spend 690 minutes or so a week thinking about football. Fantasy rosters, game day rituals, smack talk with friends. We put some serious time into the perfect Sunday. From the snacks, to the jersey, to the one lucky seat on the couch, everything has its place. You probably spend more time on your famous chili than most quarterbacks do watching film. But there's one play that gets overlooked. Making a plan to get home safely. It only takes 1 minute. Before kickoff, take a minute to order an Uber and get 25% off your next ride on a game day by using promo code MAKEAPLAN26. Now through February 9th. That's MAKEAPLAN26. Whether you're hosting, heading to the bar, or going to the game itself, make it a part of your ritual, just like checking the injury report or setting your fantasy lineup. Take a minute. Make a plan. Never drive impaired. Visit TakeAMinuteNow.com. This message is brought to you by Diageo, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and the NFL. Please drink responsibly. Diageo, New York.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we come to you from the Arctic, known as the Boomer and Geo Studio, and the temperature's a bit warmer than outside, but quite frankly, freezing. Al, what's up?
Very chilly, Jerry. Oh, hi there.
Oh, hello.
So later on today, I have a 1:30 appointment, dermatologist.
Better than a proctologist.
100%. Dermatologist, this is just where they do the once-over on your body. I last went 3 years ago.
Okay. I've never gone.
It's awkward.
I'm sure it is. Female or male?
Well, female.
Okay.
And it's one of these offices where there's male and female. The last time I went 3 years ago, I got a female. This time I'm going, I get a female. I'm not sure if it's the same female.
Okay. Oh, maybe we'll get two different females and they can compare notes. Well, how did the old saggy guy look 3 years later?
I will say that this place employs pretty good-looking women.
Okay, that makes it awkward.
Yeah.
Are you down to your skivvies?
Yeah. You're in your underwear. Now, I'm not obese. I'm not fat.
No,
so I've got that going for me.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that I have patches of hair in weird places that in the winter you don't really think about. Now, if you're summer, if you're going to go to the beach, but like I have hair on my shoulder, Jerry.
Sure. Why wouldn't you have taken care of it yesterday knowing you were going to the doctor today?
I don't know.
Oh, why don't you go home and take care of it?
Or even like I have like
You have shaggy chest hair?
My chest hair and belly hair growing out because it's the winter. I still trim my...
Is it for warmth?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I guess it's for warmth. But I also thought if I... Let's say I went home and trimmed everything up. Is this girl going to be like, this guy trimmed up for a... That's a little weird.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it's very respectful.
That you I trimmed
wanna,
up for my...
You don't want to gross her out.
I don't want to gross her out, but... And I remember the last time 3 years ago, I had a good-looking woman doctor and a good-looking assistant that was just starting out. So it's like, oh, you don't mind? I'm going
to
bring her in.
You were the talk that afternoon in the office.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I picture, like, the scraggly hairs
I would look at
here,
it this way.
My belly.
Think of all these sloppy, obese people like myself that they see on a daily basis. You will be a prize. I wouldn't worry about it.
I hope so. They asked, I believe last time, they asked if you wanted your genitals checked. It wasn't just...
Said yes this time?
It wasn't just a given.
Matter of fact, can I do next week as well?
Why don't I come back for that? So... Couple other things I do have to think about with this. You're a man and you're, how old are you now?
51.
51, I'm 56. You know, sometimes like now when you urinate, you know, I don't know if you have this issue, but I'll urinate, shake it like a Polaroid picture. And then maybe as I'm walking, another drop comes out. Okay.
Now, you got the drips, I got you.
Now what if before I leave my house, I'm going to have to urinate.
Right.
Make sure I put on clean underpants. I now can't pee in the waiting room, bathroom, because I don't want to have a drip because I'm sitting there only in my underpants. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the answer is very simple. You don't drink anything the morning of your appointment. Oh, that's right. You did already.
Yeah, I did already.
Several cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good. I mean... Listen, I'm on the whole nighttime urination thing. I did my little video on YouTube.
Yes.
That about four people watched.
Four people.
I hope I felt those four people, though. I can't help you with pee drips.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I haven't got to yet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do understand the notion of sitting there in your underwear, and if you've got a urine stain.
Yeah.
As they're about to check you out. That's embarrassing.
Well, I did wear dark underwear because if you have a tiny wet drop
help.
On light colored underwear, you will see that.
Okay, so that helps.
So that'll help.
What about wearing shorts, like over your underwear?
Because they say get into your underwear.
They really want to see you, don't they?
But that could be my boxers.
Yes, it could. That's why I was saying just wear like athletic shorts over your underwear.
Yeah, because I don't need them to check my genitals. That's never exposed.
No, you want them to.
That's never exposed to the sun.
Right. What about your bare ass? You've never laid on the beach?
No.
Pulled down the underwear and get those cheeks rosy?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I would say bring athletic shorts.
Because the doctors will say this when you go to the dermatologist, they will say to you, is there anything in particular that you've seen on your body that you, would you, if I said that to you, would you have some ideas like, yeah, I got this thing on my thigh? And
I don't think so.
Yeah, I got a couple things, but they checked them out 3 years ago.
No, I don't.
Like on my thigh.
And nothing has changed?
No, nothing's changed.
So that's good. I don't, and this is bad on my part, I don't know that I've looked enough. I mean, I certainly, and I'm in the sun a lot with golf, for sure. I do try to spray sunblock on. I don't do it every day, though. I'm not going to lie. All those years on the baseball field, I've probably taken for granted, and wrongly so. You know, I have that Italian olive skin. I always kind of felt like I'd be okay, but
sure.
I don't know. Nothing stands out. Like I don't feel any raised marks on my skin. I don't see anything that looks unusual, but I also haven't given myself like a real, what's the right word I'm looking for?
A real once over.
Like a comprehensive check.
Yeah.
Like I haven't done that. I probably should. I also haven't gone to a dermatologist.
Yeah, I would say in the past 3 years since I last went, because, you know, I do walk my dog a lot outdoors, I'm bald and I don't put a hat on because they're generally in the summer, mm-hmm. like 20-minute walks. And I always feel like 20 minutes in the sun, I think is even good for you. It is weird that we've made going into the sun unhealthy, even though going into the sun is healthy.
I think it's unhealthy at long periods of time and exposure. It's not, I mean, everything you read about vitamin D and getting it from the sun and all that, I don't think you're meant to go out and fry for 6 hours when it's 90 degrees and there's not a cloud in the sky. I don't think that's good for your skin. But I don't think going out there for 20 minutes is a bad thing either. So, it's like everything. There's a balance with everything we do.
Yeah. I know. I really want to ask this woman, doctor. Although I don't think I'm getting the doctor. I think I'm getting some
nurse.
Sort of a assistant.
A naughty nurse.
And OnlyFans naughty nurse. I really want to ask the question of, because I've heard from so many, and these are doctors, by the way,
mm-hmm.
dermatologists on YouTube, dermatologists on Instagram, that would tell you that the regular sunscreen that you use
is bad for you,
is actually the thing giving you skin cancer.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that seems like that could not be true, but
don't know that it's not.
They say that the incidence of skin cancers has not decreased after all these years of everyone telling everyone to put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would like to ask that question.
I mean, there's so many questions that we don't know answers
to.
Yeah.
But why don't we know the answer to that? That seems like a pretty simple question. If I put these chemicals on my skin, is this going to give me skin cancer?
I guess as we continue to evolve and get more technologically advanced and medically advanced, I guess we learn more and more. I mean, like a good one, for instance, would be, I'm sure you've seen these videos, all these doctors on YouTube, of course, that claim the autophagy, is that what it's called? When your body starts to eat the fat around your organs, and was discovered in 2016 by a doctor from, I believe he was Harvard trained, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize for this discovery. And that's the whole part of, you got to give your body 16 to 18 hours without eating so that your body basically cleans itself inside and eats away all the toxins and all the crap that's growing and all the fat, and that you really only need this 6 to 8 hour of eating window. Well, growing up, not in the 1920s, I grew up in the 80s, you grew up in the late 70s and the early 80s, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You got to eat breakfast. If you don't eat breakfast, you're starving yourself. You're going to be dizzy. You might pass out. Holy crap, you can't focus. Meantime, what science is telling us now, and what doctors, again, they're on YouTube, but they all seem like they got great credentials.
They're the real doctors.
And they seem to be science-backed, is that we're not meant to be eating three times a day, and that you got to give your body the break. The other one, too, if you go back like 10 years, remember the big trend was small meals, eat often, keep the metabolism burning.
Right.
I watched something the other day that said that might have been the most misguided information we've ever handed out, because it doesn't allow your body to reset. It just continues to work against itself. I don't know.
I know. This is the problem. Oh, no. All this stuff, you'd think that in how far we have come in all this stuff, that there would be definitive answers to all this stuff, and there isn't.
Right. Like, everything I watch now, I feel like, is up to the minute. It's right. We got the answer. Well, I'm sure 10 years ago, they thought that, too. And 10 years before that, they thought that. What is, in 10 years now, these morons thought the body was going to eat itself and shrink and get rid of visceral fat? Idiots. Who knows? I say it with the cell phone all the time. In another 10 years, when we're growing 8 testicles, we're going to be like, no kidding. The same thing with the smoking. People actually thought that was a good idea back in the day.
Right.
Approved by the Surgeon General in the beginning. What?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to. Because the other thing I was, a couple of months ago, maybe in the summer, I was reading a lot about sun exposure and the suntan lotion that we use and how terrible it is. And they tell you that the zinc-based ones are better.
Right.
But when you go to the store, if there are 100 different kinds of suntan lotion, maybe you could find one zinc-based.
Oh, they're all, it's like, oh, yeah, of course. It's, you know what I mean? Crap.
So, like, you have to really look through it.
Why is that any different than going to the supermarket?
Yeah.
90% of what's in the supermarket is crap.
Yeah. And then one of the things, when I was looking at the at that thing, it said, you know, that most of the things that the dermatologist finds on you, if it's not melanoma, it's not. Melanoma is the one that can kill you.
Right.
And the other thing this doctor was saying online is that if skin cancer, if most of the things they want to pull off you is, they still call skin cancer, is okay, not melanoma, you're not going to die from that skin cancer. Melanoma, you will. And oftentimes, when melanoma is found on somebody, it's in an area that doesn't get sun. So
interesting.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's like if my lower back had melanoma.
Right. When you always have a shirt on, you're never shirtless. Yeah, I don't know.
I got a lot of questions, Jerry. I hope this
The poor girl's in for it. She better be attractive.
Is ready to get some questions.
You go easy on her.
Because I've got questions.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the place I want.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Went to when I knew they were not in my insurance plan.
Okay.
But they've got a great reputation. Mm-hmm. This place, really good. So I was like, I want to go there and I'll just pay. So when they asked me the one time, they go, when I called, they said, and what insurance do you have? I go, my insurance isn't covered by this, so I'll just pay cash. They go, oh, okay. Then when I get there, they go, can I see your insurance card? I go, well, you don't take my insurance card. I said, I'm just going to pay cash. He goes, ooh, I don't know if we can do that.
I know.
Hold on. And I was like, what? Yeah. I'm in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to pay cash? I didn't understand that.
I don't either. Because I used to go to a urologist years ago. He was phenomenal. And when SAG-AFTRA changed insurance plans, he was no longer part of it. So I didn't realize that he wasn't in the plan. So I went for my first appointment, and his wife, I believe, runs the office. And she goes, oh, no, we don't take this. I'm like, well, I really want to see the doctor. Just here's my credit card. It is what it is. And she goes, okay, thank you. Everything was good. I called back to make a follow-up appointment like 6 months later. She hung up on me when she asked me for my insurance. I said, no, I'm the person. I just like the doctor. I don't care what it costs. I'll give you my credit card. She goes, no insurance can't help. Bye.
The only thing I can think of with that is, so let's say I'm going in today and I'm going to pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
I think last time 3 years ago was $180.
Okay.
Seemed reasonable to me. So let's go. I go in there today. I pay $200. All of a sudden, let's say I do have an issue. I'm not going to go get it done there because
you don't have the money to pay them probably.
Right. I can pay for my once over.
That's interesting.
But maybe they think, hey, if we have an issue here, he's going to go somewhere else to get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Because we're not in his insurance.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of that makes sense as to why they wouldn't.
Fair enough. But as a business, I would still want your business. And then I would help you and refer you somewhere and hope that you would come back for your annual screening.
Like, yeah.
And if not, hey, we serviced your needs today and we're great. Good luck in the future. I don't understand that. That to me doesn't make sense. Matter of fact, it's even easier because it's an instant payment. There's no claims. You don't have to wait. Like, I don't know why you, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think that that's, you might be right about it, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then, do you ever do this when you go to the doctors and you're in the waiting room, wonder what everyone's problem is? Like, especially when you go to the penis doctor.
Yes,
you're
I
looking
probably
around going, huh?
Yeah, I'm usually more fascinated by wondering what everybody is doing on their phone.
Yeah,
who they're talking to, what they're watching, what they're reading. But yes, I would say that that is probably true, yeah.
You go and you go, what's this person in here? Mm-hmm. It's different when you go to the regular doctor. In that case, when you go to the regular doctor, all I think about is, am I going to get sick from whatever these people have?
Right. I always think it's so funny how we walk around, can't get sick, put masks on during the pandemic. You have the flu. You walk into the doctor's office. Everybody's hacking up a lung, and you sit right down next to them.
And touch the surface where the previous person was.
Yeah. I know. Crazy, right?
I think about that when I go to the gastro doctor, because I have acid reflux problems. When I go to the gastro doctor, all I think about is like, that person probably has severe diarrhea, and that's why they're here. Diarrhea problems.
And you can't get out of your head.
Yeah. I should just look up and go, diarrhea.
Don't do that.
You're here for some diarrhea problems.
It's very private.
Yeah.
Very private.
What's your penis problem today? I see you're here at the urologist. You must have some sort of penis. And I also think, strangely, yeah, there's a lot of odd-looking people in the world. You're in the urologist office, a lot of older men.
For sure.
And I just think like, oh, man, this doctor's got to see all these weird-looking penises today.
Right. So now that comes back to you. These women, these doctors, are going to see a lot of weird-looking people.
Yeah, that's true.
And your body, I would think, is in better shape than most.
I'm going to go, you like what you see here?
Just don't follow it up with touch me.
Oh, so bizarre. Doctors are so, it's so strange. I wonder, do you think the doctors and nurses get used to it?
Yeah, I think it's a job. I do. I think at first, it's like anything, it's probably eye-opening.
Yeah.
But I do think it becomes work after a while. The one thing, and I understand why they go on strike, it's always funny to me, though, and I am not, my niece is a nurse, and I know she works her ass off, and she really did it for all the right reasons.
My niece as well, a nurse.
No doubt. So all the love to the nurses and doctors out there. Without them, we're in trouble. I always find it just, like, disheartening when you see them on strike.
Yeah.
Like, we're here to help the patients. Pay us! Although, we need a raise.
I guess that's the only way they get leverage because...
Yeah, There's a way you can do it. You're right, but it's just... That's why I say it's disheartening. And I'm not saying I wouldn't do it either if I was unhappy with what I'm being paid. I hear you. But it's like...
Yeah, it does feel weird.
It's also kind of like someone, you know, needs care. And I guess legally you're not allowed to turn someone aside. But like someone needs care. Insurance cards? I don't have an insurance card. Get out.
Get lost. Loser.
I don't feel good.
No insurance, loser. Get lost.
No payment. No service.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is. Everything's a business. At the end of the day, everything
is
a business.
Well, that's the bad thing. And this gets talked about as far as medicine in our country is that our hospitals... are for-profit
for sure.
businesses.
Yep.
And that gets really tricky.
Yeah.
When you're trying to turn a profit.
Especially when you're paying out huge salaries to people that are very skilled doing something that very few people can do. So I acknowledge that. But it is tricky is a good word.
And then all the insurance for the doctors and how expensive that is on their end.
Because of insurance fraud.
Right.
Like the whole trickle-down effect really sucks. Really does.
Trickle-down economics.
Call it what you want. Trickle down medical care.
I always heard growing up in like history class or whatever, triple down economics.
Trickle or triple?
I'm sorry.
Trickle.
Trickle down economics.
Right. Wasn't that Reagan?
Well, and then I also heard Reaganomics.
Yeah, but didn't, yes, but wasn't that Reagan's, I don't remember.
So do you think Reaganomics and trickle down economics is the same thing?
I thought it was. But again, I was a kid when Reagan got elected. I don't really remember. But I feel like that was his thing.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm mixing up. Maybe trickle-down economics was Carter and then Reagan changed to Reaganomics. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'd like to think they're one and the same. Trickle-down economics, Reaganomics.
They might be. I don't know.
No one else ever got that tagged on their presidency, anomics. There was an Obamanomics.
No, because he had Obamacare.
Trumponomics.
No.
Bushonomics.
No. Bush dealt with a terrorist attack.
Yeah, that Bush, yep.
Yes, well, the second one.
Who else was a president in our lifetime?
Well, for me, honestly, just Jimmy Carter, because I'm 70. I was born in 74, so Nixon was president at the time. And then Gerald Ford took over into Carter, correct? Does that sound right?
Jimmy Carter, yeah. Then was Reagan after Carter?
Reagan, then you had Bush for 4 years, then Clinton.
Oh, Clintonomics.
Yeah.
That would have worked.
Remember Bob Dole as a candidate?
I'm Bob Dole.
Remember I'm sure Stern did too. Yeah. He had some really good Bob Dole parodies back in the day. They're very funny.
Well, Stern used to bring in Norm MacDonald, who did Bob Dole on SNL. And he would come into the Stern
as
show
Bob Dole
in full makeup Bob Dole. Yeah. And he'd just go, I'm Bob Dole. Trickle. Damn it.
Jesus.
Post-game economics.
There you
Clintonomics
go.
Clintonomics would have worked. I wonder
post-game
if anyone,
economics. We proved to you how stupid we really are.
I wonder if anyone tried Clintonomics. I don't remember that.
Well, I think he was more into oralonomics.
Ooh, baby. Yeah, oralonomics.
You ever think about that? Like the president of the United States of America, while married,
yeah,
got a blowjob in the White House.
Yeah. When that was over, he must have been like, oh, what did I just do? Oh, this is going to come back to haunt me at some point.
Give me a tissue. This is not good.
This is, this was probably not the right thing. I hope no one finds out. I mean, you got to know the minute that's over, like, oh, no.
Or although sometimes, did it happen multiple times? I don't know.
Sometimes when you're the president, all presidents have to be egomaniacs. That's how they get to be president.
Yeah.
You so have they to, not even think, like, I'm so powerful, who cares?
And you have to not care about what people think about you, and that is true. But and that's more than just the president. I mean, any person of power, male or female, has to feel almost bulletproof.
Yeah.
But those bullets, not so proof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although he did finish out his term. It wasn't like
he
was impeached, was he not?
You know, I feel like they try to impeach every president now. It's stupid.
Probably, but I feel like that did happen, but not kicked out of office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the other thing, right? This person's impeached, but still in office. Okay, what does that mean?
How do you defend yourself?
Well, he went, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Except that we know that he did.
Right. Except you did, Bill.
God.
I did like Clinton as a... He was one of my favorite...
I voted for him.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite presidents.
Mm-hmm. I did vote for him.
He was... personable, seemed presidential. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree. He looked the part.
Looked the part.
Yep.
He was fun. He'd go on talk shows.
Yeah. That's where I've always been, and people have their opinions of me, of course, politically, but I really don't have an affiliation at all. I don't even think I'm registered as, I don't think I'm registered as Republican or
independent. So you can't vote in the primaries.
Because I voted for Clinton, who was a Democrat. I voted for Bush. Both times, as a matter of fact, after the way he handled the 9/11 disaster, I really thought he handled it well.
Yep.
And the whole Yankee Stadium thing to me was, I thought, a great moment to kind of unite people for a little while. So I know that second term didn't go so great for him, but I did. But I did vote for him twice.
Yeah, I did as well.
I'm trying
I believe.
To think who else? What other Democrat? I don't.
You know what? I may have only voted for Bush after 9/11.
Okay.
Because prior to that, I was always voted Democrat.
Okay. When did Ross Perot run for president?
Man, I think Ross Perot was Bush.
Bush and Perot?
Perot and maybe Al Gore?
No, well, maybe. Right, Gore was after Clinton. That could have been.
You know what? Perot was in the 90s because I remember being in Indiana.
Okay.
So maybe it was Clinton, Perot, and somebody?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was a goofball.
He was.
He was a goofball.
He was fun, though. Every once in a while, you get an independent guy that gets into the mix and disrupts the two-party system.
Yeah.
And they never win. They normally screw it up for one of the other candidates.
Because it takes votes away from the other person.
Yeah, but it does, like,
yeah.
Every
who
once
was
in
the
a while.
Doctor who wanted to run on the... And recently, yeah, God, he was the...
As
he
a
lost
president?
In the primary. Yeah, he lost in the primaries. He was running on the flat tax. Like, you know, the number, 5% tax across the board. Don't care if you make $100 million a year or you make $100 a year, 5% tax, which
I love. Flat tax.
I like that idea. I know there's complications to it, obviously, with businesses and donation. I understand all that. But in theory, I love I can't think of his name, though. I liked him a lot. And the other one was Marco Rubio, who I liked a lot. And maybe he'll run next. I don't know. I like him, too. But to me, it's never been about the party. It's been about the person's actual ideas.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday, and I'll be, hopefully, skin cancer-free, everybody. So!
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!